Listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. It's 7:20 already. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Mark Wilson, Rob Parker back on the Fan again. Third show back. First week underway, going good, going fine. How do you like it so far?
I'm enjoying it. And you know what? I was at McDonald's today, Mark, getting a salad. Same exact thing. Guy turned to me and goes, so happy you guys are back.
Oh, yeah, so we knew you.
I thought that was great.
That's cool stuff.
But some people ask me and I say, hey, you know we're back on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When I see people stop me all the time.
Because you're a man of the people.
I am. You know me. I'm out there.
You're on TV. You're a man of the people.
I am.
Every Sunday. I said Friday you're on. Every Friday he's on. No, every Sunday.
Speaking of that, we're going to get Jamie on.
Where's Jamie Edmonds? When is Jamie Edmonds going to come on?
I don't know. Maybe she might.
We're going to do it Friday. A little push for your Sunday show.
Yeah, Friday's probably the best.
Friday's the day. It's the big baseball day we're going to do with the thing before the opener on Monday. We give our picks. Who's going to win the World Series? Take your calls, too. We can make
this? Vegas still has the Tigers coming out of the American League. Now, I don't know.
Which Vegas?
Mark, you know what? I don't think
Johnny Avello does. It might be Vegas, the new LVH.
I don't know. All right, our telephone number, 248-848-1130. I love this whole idea that college players want to unionize, a landmark decision, really, and the start of something big. I'm sure the NCAA is not happy. And look what school it took, Mark, to get this done.
Well, I said it to Robin. I'm not going to pull punches. I grew up 10, 15 minutes from Northwestern in the metro Chicago area, the Chicagoland area, stone's throw. I used to go to Mustard's Last Stand all the time, right there by the campus. And it took a smart school. Took one of those schools that you figure you always kind of call as being one of the smarter schools. Meaning, you know, around the Midwest, we always think of Michigan and we think of Northwestern. You know, Purdue's an engineering school. Of course, there's the Ivy Leagues over here. You got Stanford over there. We know the schools that we put in that category. So it's not a slap that Indiana didn't do it or Michigan State didn't do it or the Wolverine people didn't do it. It took Kane Coulter, a very smart guy, you know, one of these academic All-American type guys. He's got a name because he was the starting quarterback for the Wildcats. No longer is Northwestern a funny ha-ha joke in football, right? That's since long gone when Gary Barnett changed all that culture in the mid-90s and they went to the Rose Bowl. You know, what team that went to the Rose Bowl sooner than you have, you're laughing at today, I used to say to Michigan State people, until last year. And now they've at least, you know, corrected that wrong. But it took a guy like Coulter. Somebody had to stand up who said, you know what, and you know, here's the other thing. Kane Coulter probably doesn't have a huge NFL career coming anyhow. He's very small. Denard Robinson's a lot bigger, and he can't find his sea legs with Jacksonville. So I think Coulter said to himself, look, what am I sacrificing? Really, I'm not a first-round draft pick. A first-round draft pick probably doesn't do this.
No, they're so afraid, and they got people around them. Don't do it. Don't step out there. You don't want to be that
throwing
guy.
Throwing money away.
They're going to blackball you. Don't do it. And that's how people live in fear. And the only way you get change, Mark, is you got to be willing to fight for it. That's how you get change. And all the best people in the world, we talk about it all the time. Those are the people who stood out there. I always say Martin Luther King could have just had his big church down in Atlanta and been good. You know what I mean? And Rosa Parks just could have got up, Mark, and went to the back. And I look at people like that who just decided that, no, they were going to make something happen. And so I love this idea. I've always said that this is what should happen. The players needed to be organized, get somebody behind them to help them. And I just want to give also a, because I got a question on Twitter, and a Parker the Man shout-out.
Shout-out.
To Ed Miller, who's one of the biggest Ed Tiger Miller fans. I always see Ed down at the ballpark, and he'll be there, of course, for opening day. But he tweeted me, Mark, and he just said to me, first of all, he's in the car and he's listening. He says, on his way to work early, nice to hear you on the radio again. Laugh out loud, double nickels. When I was talking about the
Ed Miller, shout out.
Ed Miller. But he said, how will the players fund a union? I thought they were all broke. So.
Well, funding a union could come from a lot of sources. As long as you keep it away from giving the players themselves the money, because there's still NCAA regulations they have to deal with here. This is the hardest part.
But they're not collecting dues, Mark. It's more like, to me, this is more like what the ALC, what is it, the ACLU. ACLU gets involved.
Right.
There's no money involved. You know, they do it all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Correct.
They take cases and whatnot. There's no money involved.
Right. This is just in name a
right.
union for these players right now.
There's no dues.
We're
going
to find out what happens.
Sending union members to conventions all over the country and spending money. Look, that's not what this is
about.
I'm
not a very smart guy, but I can figure this one out. The eventual goal is to force this union to then force the NC2A into the idea, and I'm going to say it, you got to get with the program in 2014, to get the NCAA to allow the opportunity for players to make money while they're playing sports.
Whether that is, if you're big enough and you're Johnny Manziel, Mark, and they want to pay you $35 an autograph at a thing, that I don't understand why you can't do that.
Here's what I hear.
Or if I have a trophy or a jersey, Mark, that was given to me. It's mine. It's mine.
I should have the right to sell it. It starts with that. It starts with, do you remember when the Michigan guys in basketball got penalized? This is back in the Weber
days.
For the
pizzas?
No, they went to a thing, they signed some posters. And I think even Eric Riley was involved in this thing. And they all got suspended for like a darn game. You've got to stop that kind of thing. If Johnny Manziel, or back in the day Chris Webber, wants to go and use his name and autograph a thing
and his time and his
and make whatever he can,
right?
You're only worth what people are willing to pay you. You always say it.
It's true.
They should allow them to do that. That starts with that. Now everybody always talks about, well, how are you going to break it up? Should the girls' field hockey team make as much as the basketball?
That's always
team?
The argument. So the argument is, don't do anything because we can't figure out. No, it's very simple, Mark. It's supply and demand. That's how it goes. That's how the whole system in this country works. I don't know why people. So if you don't bring in any revenue, Mark, you know what happens? You don't get
right.
paid.
Okay, wait a
sorry.
Second.
Hello, is this on?
This is this. Simple.
Hello.
People always think this is too hard.
It's not hard.
But being hard should never stop you from doing something.
You figure it out, Mark. All you got to do is have levels. Player A, player B,
and Rob,
player
C, how do we get to those
D.
levels?
Huh?
We negotiate them.
You figure it out. Yep.
The College Association of Athletic Players, or CAPA, or whatever it's called.
Right. Here you go.
Goes and negotiates with the NCAA.
Revenue-producing starters on a football or basketball team, starters, are A-level.
There's only one reason right? for the NCAA not to want to negotiate with CAPA now. We're going to use this as a word. This is now a phrase.
CAPA. Kappa Phi Kappa.
I felt a thigh.
Kappa, I felt
I tap a kegga.
Tap a kegga.
Remember Phi Slamma Jamma? That was a Akeem Olajuwon one in Houston.
That's yeah. right.
You go, you have representation from Kappa, they go meet the NCAA people.
And they figure it out.
And you then
negotiate.
But there's only one reason for the NCAA not to want to do it. It's less for them.
They've been on a gravy train, Mark, and the same thing with the NFL. You know what? I don't have a minor league. Why? You know how much baseball pays for the minor league system, Mark? All over teams
have a lot of money out of pocket. A
lot of money. People have no idea how much money baseball has, Mark. None. To have all those affiliates and teams, it costs money.
Look, we'll talk a little more about this. Then we got a little thing with the Lions that's bugging both of us today, and it has to do with Jim Caldwell and Matt Stafford. It has
yep.
to do with both of them. And Sean King, and not Sean King, Sean Hill.
Sean King, look
well,
at
you. Well,
you
know what? Has he got eligibility left? We
I
might
know.
Need him
He's
in this
He's on
town.
NBC Sports now. That's where he is.
I know where Sean King is. How old is he? Still not that old.
Yeah, but he can't play.
Hey, Sean, we got a backup opening in Detroit.
Well, he came. You remember the last time?
I know
time.
He did.
What, do you have a cup of coffee, no sweet
hey,
roll?
Hey, Mark Malone and the rest of you guys over there. There's an opening in Detroit.
All right, 248